Wisconsin recently concluded its first wolf hunt on the heels of the animal's removal from the list of endangered species. The DNR is in the process of creating permanent rules for the hunt and setting quotas for this year's harvest. Opinions swing wide and hot around questions such as how many wolves can safely share the state's landscape and how to incorporate dogs into the hunt. The agency says it wants public input, starting with a roundtable discussion Saturday in Madison. WUWM environmental reporter Susan Bentz asked State Wildlife Ecology Section Chief Bill Vanderzouwen about the gathering. He says only invited speakers will be allowed to comment because organizers did not want the meeting to be unmanageable. Yet, he says, a cross-section of interests will be represented.
Groups like Conservation Congress, Wisconsin Wildlife Federation, Timberwolf Alliance, Timberwolf Information Network, Wisconsin Cattlemen's Association, all the tribes were invited. Agencies like U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, Forest Service, Department of Agriculture, I guess the universities as well that have been involved in wolf management in the past. But it is a public meeting, and anybody that comes can comment on a survey form that asks the same questions we're asking to the people that are actually part of the discussion.
The existing wolf management plan that will be updated or revised, that set a base wolf population of 350. Is one of the elements of discussion that the state can actually safely sustain wolf packs at a higher number than was previously thought. Is that correct?
The goal, 350, and the management plan adopted in 1999. So yes, that'll be a major issue that'll have a lot of different opinions. It certainly is evident that we can have a lot more wolves than that, relatively speaking. We know we counted a minimum of over 800 last winter, so that's quite a bit more than 350. But what you can have and what the impacts of having that number is what will be talked about. And we know that as we started going above 350 back in 2004, we started seeing more problems with depredation, livestock, and pets, for example. So that'll weigh into this as well.
What would you say to someone who might be concerned that hunting groups might have a greater voice in wolf management and overseeing that hunt than science and the research that has gone into what they know about wolves and how they're managed thus far?
Well, I guess what I can say is, like with all of our game species, we are a science-based agency in our management of them. Like with every species, there's difference of opinion on how many that you should have, and science can't tell you that. That's really a values-based judgment. And we're going to be talking with folks on all ends of the spectrum to get input on that, but in the end, our new management plan that we'll develop will come up with that number, which may or may not be different than in the past, and there'll be plenty of opportunities for people to talk to us and to the Natural Resources Board before that decision is made. But in the end, we're managing for the long term for a sustainable wolf population, and if we were not, the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service would take back management authority from us, because that is one of the rules of the game, is that we do have to manage for perpetuity of this population.